Welcome to Cryptocurrency News, where you get the news, not financial advice. In this episode, looks like stuff's getting real for BitMEX. That's right, stuff is getting real for BitMEX. Yahoo Finance.com tells us BitMEX's author Hayes proposes surrender to U.S. authorities. That's correct. Former CEO of BitMEX, Arthur Hayes, apparently is proposing a surrender to the United States authorities. And this article is by Olga Karif and Chris Domoresh. It says, author Hayes, the former chief executive of crypto exchange BitMEX, who is wanted by the U.S. government, proposed to surrender to authorities in Hawaii on April 6, according to a court filing. Hayes is currently in Singapore, but has discussed surrendering in Hawaii and appearing remotely in a New York court, said Jessica Greenwood, assistant U.S. attorney in Manhattan, according to a transcript of a February 9th hearing. She said arraignments are under discussion that would allow Hayes to live abroad and travel to the U.S. for court appearances. If there's a trial, Hayes would come to New York, Greenwood said. Hayes is among founders and executives of BitMEX who were charged last year with violations of the U.S. Security Act by willfully failing to establish, implement, and maintain an adequate anti-money laundering program on the exchange. And this is something we've talked about before many times in this podcast, is that you're dealing with the U.S. government. And if they tell you that you have to have Know Your Customer laws in place, if they tell you that you have to abide by certain laws, you have to be compliant with this or that, you're going to want to do that. We've seen multiple cases where people just simply thought that they could buy and sell Bitcoin on sites like localbitcoin.com, say, and they more or less just set themselves up as a market maker where they were buying and selling whatever the marketplace was. Even situations like that where maybe they were making a couple $100,000 a year or even less, the federal government has come in and said, no, you can't do that. You're acting as a financial services without the licensing that you need. And those people were simply arrested and sent off to federal prison to do lengthy prison sentences. And I would not be hopeful if I was this gentleman of not doing some serious time. It says, in so doing, they allegedly allowed BitMEX to operate as a platform in the shadow of the financial markets, the authorities said. Well, there you go. You need, if you're going to start a cryptocurrency exchange or set up some kind of DeFi platform, you really need a team of lawyers. It says Hayes, Benjamin Dalo, Gregory Dwyer, and Samuel Reed were charged in New York, where federal prosecutors claimed the exchange served American customers while flouting U.S. banking laws. Hayes said BitMEX was incorporated in the Seychelles because it could bribe authorities there for the cost of just a coconut, according to the indictment. Well, I wonder if they aren't being just a little bit facetious there. But, you know, you're having one of these foreign-based companies that's operating in the United States, and to my mind, you're just asking for trouble. Reed was arrested in Massachusetts last year, and federal authorities are still rounding up the remaining defendants. Since the case was made public, BitMEX has distanced itself from Hayes. He stepped down, and the firm reshuffled its executive ranks and appointed a new CEO. Still, BitMEX, which at one time was the world's largest exchange for cryptocurrency derivatives, is no longer even in the top five, according to Tracker Skew. Hughes didn't return requests for comment. The Office of the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York declined to comment. So that is the headline there. BitMEX author Hayes, Arthur Hayes, proposes surrender to the U.S. authorities. And this is something that you really have to be on the lookout for. When you cross that line from cryptocurrency to financial services, you definitely want to make sure you're in compliance. This has been your cryptocurrency news, not financial advice.